A Republican in one of the most hotly contested Senate races this year is calling for Donald Trump to apologize for repeatedly criticizing the parents of a fallen soldier who criticized Trump at the Democratic National Convention last week. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson was on Midday with Charlie Sykes on WTMJ Radio this morning.
I can't imagine losing a child. I can't imagine that sacrifice. And so all you can do is respect it and honor it, and that's all you should do.
So what should Donald Trump do? Should Donald
He should apologize.
He should apologize. Do you think he will apologize?
Probably not.
Why not?
We've been watching him.
Trump is also taking heat from party leaders for declining to endorse House Speaker Paul Ryan and Arizona Senator John McCain ahead of their primaries this month. And Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign manager, says the campaign is not in a state of disarray. Joining us to talk about all this is NPR's Ron Elving. Welcome back, Ron.
Pleasure to be with you, Eric.
Ron, Republican strategists are reportedly furious at Trump over how he's handled his campaign since the GOP convention. I mean, this seems like more than a minor bump in the road. Is this break glass mode for the Republicans? And if so, what does that mean?
Things feel different, don't they? It just doesn't seem like the atmosphere we had in the convention leading up to the convention or even during the primaries when there were certainly lots of Republican critics of Donald Trump. But this feels different, and everyone is still trying to kind of get their arms around it. There were all the controversies over the weekend. Of course, the criticism of the Gold Star family, number one, but lots of other things, too, talking about the dates of the debates, saying he had a letter from the NFL when the NFL had never sent him one, saying that he had turned down a meeting with Charles and David Koch, the big Republican fundraisers, when in fact it was they who had refused to meet with him at the instigation of his fundraisers, and just lots of things that just seem to be unforced errors and controversies that all swirled over the last 3 or 4 days.
Well, and we had today former Republican Congressman Vin Weber telling CNBC Trump's nomination was, quote, a mistake of historic proportions and a Trump win could cause markets around the world to collapse. I mean, many members of Trump's own party found his dispute with the family of a fallen soldier inexplicable. How does his campaign get back on track, Ron?
The first thing, perhaps, that Donald Trump needs to do is to get on to some other subjects that don't have to do with his disputes with other people, his disputes with other people who might not necessarily even be his enemies. His refusal to endorse Ryan and McCain, of course, is the first example. But he needs to start talking about something else. And I think his campaign today is going to start talking about other things that have happened during the Obama years, particularly with respect to the Iran deal. He's going to try to get back on the more accurate sort of targeting of Hillary Clinton, his actual opponent.
Well, switching to the Democrats, Ron, it seems like we've heard little from Hillary Clinton this week, with Trump again sort of dominating the headlines and the airtime. What issues is she talking about this week, and is anybody really listening?
She has been talking about her first 100 days plan to create jobs, calling it the largest job creation program since World War II. No, people have not been paying very much attention to it. It gets reported sort of dutifully, but alongside whatever remarks she makes about the unfitness or unsuitability of Donald Trump, which is getting all the attention. Obviously, President Obama said something very similar yesterday. That got a lot of attention. But it's mostly been Donald Trump's own personal behavior that has really dominated the news.
Clinton and Mike Pence campaign in Colorado today. What's at stake in that swing state, Ron?
There are three states west of the Mississippi that are true swing states, Nevada and Iowa being the other two. Barack Obama won all three in 2008. Hillary Clinton would very much like to have all three this fall. And Colorado is the largest of them, and it has a growing population of Hispanics, many of whom are just now getting around to voting for the first time. And that is what she is going to be focusing on. I think we can expect to hear Tim Kaine trot out some more of his Spanish, and they will be pushing very hard for that vote, but for the entire Colorado vote.
Never a dull moment in the 2016 campaign. Thanks a lot, Ron Elving.
Thank you, Eric.